This is Jay Sekulow. We're at 42,500 signatures defending that statute in Montana, but the Freedom From Religion Foundation wants it removed.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Just to help the
neighbors out. It has been a part of a World War II memorial for nearly 60 years, but the statue of Jesus right there may soon be removed because one group says it violates the separation between church and state.
Montana Congressman Denny Rehberg is fighting for the statue to stay put.
It's 25 by 25 feet. It's not a problem.
I hope the people of Montana are successful in keeping the anti-religious bunch from taking the Jesus statue. One nation under God.
It's America. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Forest Service has backed off. They suggest that they are willing to reconsider the issue, so that we need people from all over the nation to say enough is enough.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
The statue is more than a religious symbol. It was erected as a memorial and a tribute to Montana freedom fighters during World War II for their bravery, dedication, and patriotism.
And it overlooks a free nation. One nation.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We are fighting back aggressively for that statue of Jesus that's in Montana. David French was on the broadcast yesterday talking about the history of that statue. And let me again restate it and exactly what's going on. In fact, in our offices today, I've got a series of documents that C.C. Heil was able to get from the Forestry Service. The Forest Service is the one that is the originators of the land grant, or the lease, as it's called. The lease was between the Knights of Columbus and the Forest Service. It, by the way, dates to 1953. The monument was put up in 1955. It's maintained its right to be there without any problems for a long time. The difficulty came when the Freedom From Religion Foundation, I'm holding their complaint in my hands right now, filed a complaint with the Forestry Service, and the Forestry Service was going to remove this statue of Jesus from the Flathead National Forest. Now, interestingly, this statue is a duplicate of what our soldiers in World War II with the 10th Cavalry Division saw throughout the Alps. And we've got offices in Strasbourg, France, so we've been in that region of the country. I've been in the Alps, and you see these statues throughout the area. Sometimes they're there for protection of crops and for families and sometimes for communities, but they've been here all the time. What's interesting is this is an exact replica. This is what our soldiers saw, and this is what, unfortunately here, the Freedom From Religion Foundation's objecting to. And they were successful in getting initially the Forest Service to order the removal of that statute by not renewing a 10-year lease. The lease has been renewed since 1953, every 10 years without problems. It was not going to be removed this time. The Forest Service said it brought up an issue of church-state separation. They were very clear about that. They were pretty unapologetic about that. But then the outcry started, and they reopened the segment for comments, and we are sure getting a lot of them. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has 17,000 members. They were hoping to get 25,000 comments from their team. Let me tell you what we have just online. As of right now, just online at aclj.org, we have 42,324 signatures. Actually, 42,386 signatures since we've been on the air. We've had another 50. Have signed up online to public comments that we're filing with the Forest Service under the legal right for that monument to stay. Logan's in the studio with me. He's going to be taking your call. So if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. Here's what I want to do. By the end of today, I'd like to be at 45,000 signatures. So go to aclj.org. You can sign up online. And let me encourage you to do this, folks. When you go to aclj.org, make an online donation. It is doubled. We're getting a matching grant. So aclj.org, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. By the way, Congress approves, again, our national motto, In God We Trust, approved by Congress yesterday. That's some good news. But let's fight back and win the statute. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
You know their tactics. They targeted the National Day of Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and even our national motto. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist, anti-Christian group, now has its sights set on removing a significant piece of the history and heritage of Montana. In the 1950s, World War II veterans from the Knights of Columbus put up a statue of Jesus at the Whitefish Mountain Resort. Now the atheist group wants it removed, saying the display is, quote, a ruse and a sham, and calling on the Forest Service to end a long-standing lease that would force the 56-year-old display to go. The ACLJ is taking a stand, fighting to keep this display in place. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to our letter to the Forest Service demanding that the lease be renewed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. Add your name to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
I enjoy being on and been on a lot. I appreciate him keeping so many of these issues alive. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, but let me encourage you to do this, folks. We have received over almost 43,000 signatures online alone. My goal in this campaign is to get to 200,000. Now, that means we've got a ways to go. We're at 42,431. So many of you are signing online, it's jumping up about 100 every time I check. But you can also go to call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also, of course, go to aclj.org. We've got a lot of information there. You could follow it on Twitter, follow it on aclj.org. We've got great info, but we need your help on this. We're basically going to file legal comments with the Forest Service. That's who's the one handling this. And we're going to let them know that we're speaking on behalf of hundreds of thousands of people. So, again, your help on this is critical. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Logan, let's do this. Let's get some phone calls. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Cheryl's calling from Ohio, line one. Cheryl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. I was calling to say that the Statue of Jesus in Montana is okay, I believe, as a symbol and a remembrance of those killed in World War II. God wants our love and praise, and he wants us to worship him. Not a graven image, however.
Yeah, no, if this isn't a graven image, let me tell you what this is. This is actually what the soldier saw. So when it's a World War II memorial to veterans that served in World War II. And when they served in World War II, they actually and saw these statues. They're throughout Europe, but they saw them in the Alps. It's the 10th Cavalry Division. They actually saw this. So it's a depiction of what they actually saw. The problem is you've got groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation that are trying to become the police for everybody. And that's my concern with all of this. And that's why we're fighting back so aggressively and are going to continue to do that. But you're right. This is in honor of World War II veterans. And, folks, this is where your help is critical. I want to encourage you to go to 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 and join with almost 43,000 people that have signed on to support our efforts to protect this monument. You can also go to aclj.org, but it's 877-989-2255. 2255. CeCe Heil is a senior counsel for the ACLJ. She's on the phone. She's been actually talking with the Forest Service, trying to get the information here. CeCe, I think it's important. We've talked about the history of the monument, but let's talk about the process we're in right now. We've got a very critical 30-day period that's opening up here, and I want to win it at this level. I want to win it at the first level. You get appeal rights, but let's focus on the next 30 days. We've looked at the law here. What is the process we're in right now?
We are right in the public comment process, the 30 days, and that has been kind of tenuous as well because you've got the Environmental Protection Agency, and then you also have the National Historic Preservation Act that are kind of taking competing places here of what the process is. And so that's why we have not actually had a specific date of when the 30 days starts, but we have been guaranteed that it is a 30-day public comment period. And then they will actually go through and categorize each comment, and they have to respond to each comment and address each comment.
Which puts us in I want people to understand this, that it puts us in a very unique situation in that you've got a 30-day window, which, by the way, we think is going to open up in the next day or two, so we're getting everything ready, because, and so is the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They've already filed, by the way, documents on the case, but we're going to do it the way you're supposed to do it, through the formal process. But let's talk about that 30-day process, because you just mentioned, CeCe, that they have to actually respond to each response that's made, and we're going to give a comprehensive legal analysis here, and that's going to require the Forest Service to respond, but I'm sure the Freedom From Religion Foundation will respond as well.
That is correct, and they have to respond to it, and then when they make their decision, then we go up to the regional level, and then this whole process will probably go through again, and then we go to the national level in Washington and possibly the Secretary of Agriculture.
But here's the key, I think. We've got to win this at the first level.
Yes.
I mean, they have the right, obviously, could keep getting appealed up and probably will be, but we need to focus on the next 30 days, because the next 30 days that 30-day window is going to be critical. We've got to set the stage. It's also important, CeCe, for people to understand that the Forest Service had initially already ordered the removal of this statue.
They did, yes. They actually denied, because the permit, the special use permit, is up every 10 years, and it expires December 31st. So they had already sent the letter denying the 10-year renewal, and actually the Knights of Columbus had already appealed to that, and then the Montana Historical Society got involved, and the Forest Services then removed that denial and said, let's open it up for public comment.
All right, so that's the process we're in right now, and I could assure you this, folks, the people on the other side of this are going to be very, very aggressive, and I will also let you know, and rest assured, so are we. CeCe is working with a team of our lawyers to put together a comprehensive response, but also we've got the history of this monument, and we're going to fight aggressively, not just on behalf of the Knights of Columbus, but World War II veterans generally. That's what this is all about. CeCe, thanks for the report. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You heard what CeCe said. We're in this 30-day window that we've got right now, and this is where I need your help, folks. I want to be at the end of today. I want to be able to report tomorrow that we've hit 45,000 people that have signed on with us. Now, we're getting close. We're at 42,431 roughly online. We've got actually 42,476 online, and probably another 1,000 or so that have, well, not so today, probably a couple hundred that have called in today. So I want to get to 45,000. That's where I need your help. 877-989-2255 is that number. That's 1-877-989-2255. And I think we can go ahead right now and make sure our voice is heard. That's 877-989-2255. Logan, who's next?
Marilyn's calling from Colorado on line 4. Marilyn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, I have a comment about the people who want the religious freedom and stuff. And I'd like to know if they use our money or whatever. And
no, this is not. This is a little bit different. This is not a situation where they are using our money. Now, if it gets into litigation, it could end up costing the taxpayers dollars because you got to defend it. But we've got a real problem here, and I think what we have to realize is that the price of freedom here is the fight back. But I'm not going to. This is not where they're getting funded by our taxpayer dollars to do this. It's the Forestry Service is funded by the taxpayers, though, and they're part of this process. Hey, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And again, let me set the stage of exactly what's going on here. We've got a commemorative monument in Montana That monument has been challenged by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. It has been in place since 1955. The initial lease was given in 1953 between the Forest Service and the Knights of Columbus. It is an exact duplicate of what was seen by our soldiers in the European theater during World War II, particularly in the Alps. And I think we have to be very clear and understand that means we've got to fight back and fight back really aggressively here. And I want to make sure that we go to court if necessary, but only if necessary. I want to win this in the administrative review process. We just had on CeCe Heil, a senior counsel with the ACLJ, and she said that we've got this 30-day window where we could actually obtain the initial victory. It could then be appealed and probably will be, but at least the monument's not being removed and then we can fight it out. Remember, until the outcry started, this monument was not being, in fact, it was being removed and was not going to stay in place. Let me play for you right now soundbite number two. This is Denny Rayburg. He's the Montana congressman, and it talks about the fact that we've got the Forest Service to initially back down, which is very good. Soundbite two.
The Forest Service has backed off. They suggest that they are willing to reconsider the issue, so that we need people from all over the nation to say enough is enough. Let us honor our World War II veterans. It's been there since 1953. Let it stay.
You heard what the congressman said there. He said we need to hear from the American people. We need to hear from people all over the nation to say enough is enough. Do you believe enough is enough? I do. Then here's what I want you to do. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign that petition online. It's very easy to do. It just takes moments. ACLJ.org. It's right on the homepage. So again, ACLJ.org, and you can get that information immediately. You also can call us at 877-989-2255 to sign that petition, that letter actually online. What we're going to do is we're going to file a comprehensive legal analysis of the situation, show what the legal rights are, that this is not a violation of the Establishment Clause, and we're going to also, this is what we're planning on doing, speaking on behalf of hundreds of thousands of Americans. That's where you come in. You know, you have the right in our Constitution to stand up for freedom, to petition the government for redress of a grievance. The grievance here was that this was going to be removed, this monument, this World War II memorial was going to be removed. Now it's not, but we want to honor our World War II veterans, and as Congressman Rayburg said, we need people from all over the nation to say enough is enough. If you believe enough is enough, then I want you to go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, and it's very easy to sign up online or call us at 877-989-2255. 2255. Or let me say this also, if you go to ACLJ.org, make that online donation, we get a matching grant for any amount you donate. It's tax deductible. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. You know their tactics. They targeted the National Day of Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and even our national motto. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist, anti-Christian group, now has its sights set on removing a significant piece of the history and heritage of Montana. In the 1950s, World War II veterans from the Knights of Columbus put up a statue of Jesus at the Whitefish Mountain Resort. Now the atheist group wants it removed, saying the display is, quote, a ruse and a sham, and calling on the Forest Service to and a long-standing lease that would force the 56-year-old display to go. The ACLJ is taking a stand, fighting to keep this display in place. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to our letter to the Forest Service demanding that the lease be renewed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. Add your name to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I did want to, I mentioned yesterday, I wanted to talk to military men and women that have served in our military. We're very fortunate. We've got some calls on that coming in already. Logan, who do we have?
Danny's calling from Iowa on line one. Danny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm Danny, ex-Marine. And we served our country for the freedom of religion and freedom of speech and our rights. And those that are in the Antichrist movement, first of all, you know, Christianity is not a religion. Jesus is the Lord and Savior. We're children of God. But you know what gets me is like I hear like the VA, they try to come across with this stuff, don't pray.
Right, and military funerals.
Funerals and stuff. And President Obama claims to be a Christian. And he's the commander in chief.
But remember this also, the president, by the way, thanks for your service to our country, but President Obama, this is his Department of Justice and Forest Service that's making these determinations that there's a violation of church-state separation here. And let me play soundbite number six for you. This is actually the U.S. Forest Service media spokesman, Phil Salmon. Take a listen.
Based upon established current case law, as well as the establishment clause of the Constitution, we may be on some tenuous ground to renew the permit.
So I'm trying to think, what in the last 53 years that's come in court cases, in the last 53 years, that the media spokesperson for the Forestry Service thought that the Establishment Clause now is being violated by this monument that's been there for over 50 years. And I'm thinking about a monument case that I argued at the Supreme Court of the United States just a few years ago. And it was a Ten Commandment monument in a city park, and we won that case 9-0. So there's been some cases where it's been 5-4 on Ten Commandment monuments both ways. But this is a representation of a World War II memorial, and it should not be a constitutional crisis. This is what the 10th Cavalry Unit, who served in the Alps during World War II, actually saw. This is the kind of symbolism they saw, and that's what this is representative of. So I want to be very clear on that, and Danny, we appreciate your call. Let's go right back to the phone. Hi, Rex.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
I'm just calling. I'm just wondering why the government keeps applying a double standard to Christian symbols such as the cross or the Jesus statue. You know, the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., which they fully back up, if you look it up in the Webster's Dictionary, is an obelisk, and it's also Cleopatra's Needle, used for worshiping Ra, the sun god.
Yeah, but here's what they got. I mean, there is people will say, "Oh, this is an overstatement," but you don't see an organized effort like this unless there's a method to this, and the method for this is to remove references to Christianity and to Christian faith. I mean, that's really what this is all about at the end of the day, and they're unapologetic about it. So what we have to do here, we've got a unique opportunity. We've got a 30-day window that's going to start in the next couple of days, so we've probably got 35 days here to file our formal legal comments. That's what we're going to do. We want you to be part of that. That's the critical aspect of this, folks, and it really is the critical aspect. I want to end the day today, by the time we re-air this afternoon and this evening, over 45,000 signatures. So here's what we've got. 42,634 of you have signed up online. I need you to go to your phones at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign that letter that we're going to be filing with this formal legal comments to the Forest Service. It'll make a huge difference. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
All right, Dave's calling from Nevada on line two. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dave.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to make a quick comment.
Sure.
I used to live in Montana for several years, and in fact, I was stationed there for 4 years. And I know several veterans and current military members. And basically, I wanted to say that I don't believe that I'm the only one that feels this way. But for every person that has fought for our freedom. We know that freedom isn't free. We know that there's a price that very few can understand has been paid. However, when you're in that situation, you're willing to fight for the freedom and the opinions of other people. And in some cases, I feel that it's a slap in the face to those that are paying that price, because they're taking away what they experienced and what they went through to ensure freedom is there.
You know, it's interesting you say that. And, Dave, again, I appreciate your call to action and your service to our country. And, by the way, in the next 2 days of the broadcast, I do want to hear from a lot of military veterans. We already are starting to, and I want to continue to do that. But you're right. I mean, historically, this monument is depicted throughout the Alps. This is what our soldiers saw. This is why it was put up there. And those that, you know, you've got the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I'm looking at their letters saying that this is a, you know, or they've actually made the statement. So I'm going to play one of them for you. They say this whole thing's a sham. And I'll tell you about a sham. A sham is an action alert that they sent out to their members saying, please file comments with the Forest Service, but don't tell them that we told you to do it, and don't forward this email to them. That, to me, is the sham. And we're very, very clear here. We've sent out an email. We want you to participate. We're going to sign one, we're going to find one, we'll file one formal legal document with all of you on it. That's the way we want to do this. We think that's the best approach. And I think the sham here is from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who continues to do this. But you've got to understand that they're serious about this. They actually take this view that no religious, any kind of religious symbolism in America's public life, but they do call it a sham and a shrine. Listen to soundbite number 10.
The woman that called me said that it's a war memorial. Is it a war memorial or what?
No, the special use permit that the Knights of Columbus got in the 50s records it as to provide a site for a religious shrine. And the map is titled Knights of Columbus Shrine, and there's even a tab pointing to it that's marked shrine. And this is a sham claim that it's a war memorial.
All right, here's what you've got. I want to be very clear here, folks. What you've got is the Freedom From Religion Foundation is making their point. When they make their point, in my view, they're incorrect as a matter of law. It's the shrines are what existed in Europe that are being duplicated as part of this World War II memorial that our veterans actually saw. That's what's really at play here. Logan, let's try to get one more call very quick. Who do you have coming up in the broadcast today on Jordan's show?
We have a lot of great guests coming up today. We are joined by John Schneck, who's in the band Reliant K. So you hear a great show today. You hear his whole story leading from the time when he was a backup drummer, a drum tech for Audio Adrenaline, leading to become a lead guitarist for one of the most popular bands in Christian music.
With a great guitar. All right, let's do this, folks. We're going to take more of your calls tomorrow. We can take one. Well, Logan says we could do it. Let's take one more.
All right,
Logan.
Paul's calling from Washington. Paul, welcome to the show quickly.
Hey, quickly, Paul. Thanks. Paul, line one. Hi, Paul. Very quickly.
Say that it is completely absurd that the very freedoms that our men and women were fighting over there for are being stripped from them as we speak, and it only takes for evil and corruption to take over is when good men stand by and do nothing.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's a great call to action right there. Here's what I want you to do, folks. Go to aclj.org. I've got 42,710 of you that have signed up online. Let's end the program at 43,000. I think that'd be a good way to end the program, just with 43,000 online alone. So aclj.org, or you can call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go, again, to aclj.org. Let me also say this. Follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. Now, go visit the new website at aclj.org. We've got a lot of great information there. You could share it with your friends. We encourage you to send out this letter. You could like it and put it on Facebook. That helps us a lot. By the way, 44,582 people have liked it as well, and we're at 42,710 online. So aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Make that online gift to ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge. It's doubled. So if you donate 10, we get 20. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.